Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. The whole show with the Lyon County manager, Jeff Page. Going to be a whole lot of growth over the next years in Lyon County for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time, Jeff Page. He's the Lyon County manager. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
For folks that don't know, describe the proximity of Lyon County. We have a lot of listeners in southern Nevada.
So Lyon County is 2,100 square miles. That's nestled to the Washoe County, Reno Sparks area, Carson City, and Douglas County to the west. And then we on the east is Churchill and Mineral counties. And then we border California with Mono County. So we're in the northwestern portion of the state of Nevada.
And beyond being a huge county, you are now adjacent to the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And, you know, the growth is coming your way, and it's coming your way dramatically. How does the county feel about this, and what are the preparations for it?
Well, the county is, of course, concerned with, like every county is, with population growth and how we provide services, and more specifically in the central Lyon County corridor, where the majority of growth is occurring at this point in time, do we have sufficient water to supply the new residences coming in? And that's a challenge that we're still working through. Overall, the county is prepared. We're in the process of revising our land use and development codes. The Board of County Commission will be taking action on some new ordinances in March to help us address some of those issues with development standards that ensure that whatever is being built to something that can be sustained for the next 50 to 60 years. What happened in the early 2000s, where we had sprawl just popping up everywhere and no real true development standards to hold developers and contractors' feet to the fire to make sure we got done what we needed to get done. So we're in the process of moving forward with that, and it's moving forward very quickly.
And I would hope so, because the growth is moving towards you very quickly. Let's talk about the water issue. You know, at this point, do you believe you have sufficient water, or are you going to have to do some kind of importation project?
Yes and yes. So if you're in the central Lyon County corridor from Carson City to through Dayton, we have water for about another 8,000 to 9,000 homes over the course of the next several years. Stagecoach and Silver Springs are a little more challenging in that they're in what's known as the Hydraulic Basin 102, where it's severely over-allocated with water rights. The state engineer has issued a letter to us, as well as publicly stated in a advisory board meeting that any significant development, the developer is going to have to prove that he or she has the water right, that they can true up that water right, and that they actually have the water to go with it before they will allow that development to take off. So a lot of that's in the hand of the Department or Division of Water Resources and the state engineer and out of the control of the county. So that's going to be a bit of a challenge when you talk about development in the Silver Springs and the Eastern Stagecoach area.
And yet that's where USA Parkway has ended up joining up with US 50, which means that that's an obvious location for development. What would be the possibilities in terms of water importation? Where would it come from?
That's still being investigated. You know, Lyon County currently has a line that runs from Carson City into Dayton to support our utility out there. And we share water back and forth throughout the year. It's pretty interesting that at the end of the year, we're just about gallon for gallon. We share with them or they share with us. So there is some discussion about moving that line further east through Stagecoach. We are in negotiations with the developer right now to build a storage tank and a water line into Stagecoach from the Dayton utility side. Stagecoach does have its own general improvement district for water, so it would not affect them, but it would affect development to the western portion of Stagecoach. And then the further east we get, it becomes more challenging as to where we would import water from, and those investigations are being done at this time.
You know, one of the things that counties have to do and state demographers have to do is plan for population growth. At this point in time, say over the next 20 to 30 years, what do you think the increase in population is going to be for Lyon County if all these projects come through?
Well, if all the projects that are currently being discussed now come through, we're probably looking at increasing the population of the county another 6,000 to 10,000 people over the course of the next 10 to 15 years. So that would take us from right now, I think we're at about 54,000 to 65,000 people in the next 10 to 20 years. The other side of it is Nevada Copper in Mason Valley has resurfaced, and they are in the process of preparing their mine. I mean, they have construction folks designing their mill sites and their equipment sites, and they're getting ready to hire a company to begin or to finish the shaft work that was started earlier this decade. So that'll be another 300 to 400 jobs in the south end of the county. So the city of Yerington, Lyon County are going to have to work together to address that housing issue as well. So that's kind of the unknown as to what happens with that mining operation, but that could be another 3,000 to 4,000 people in the county's population as well.
Do you think your numbers are conservative?
I think they are at this point in time. You know, we've been down this before. If you recall back in the 2010, we had a 50.4% population growth. We were at one time the fastest growing county in the nation, and nobody expected those kinds of numbers. But we also understand that it's not going to be move as fast due to the water situation and what the state engineer does or doesn't do with development. And so if we're talking Dayton, we'll see some growth there. Fernley, I'm not even sure where they are with projecting their growth rate, but that's another, they're at 20,000 people now. I anticipate that in the next 10 to 15 years that could push 30, 35,000 people.
Yeah, and especially as transportation becomes increasingly more difficult between TRI and Reno, and the costs of the housing in Reno continue to go up in Sparks, that Fernley is going to become more and more attractive.
Well, and that's a challenge. So Washoe County, Carson City, you see the cost of housing and rent rates increasing. We're already seeing it in Lyon County. We've had a number of folks tell us that their rent has gone up 50 to 100%. In various parts of the county, and now they're looking for housing that they can afford. So that's, you know, that's the four-letter word is affordable housing. What does that mean? For Lyon County, affordable housing is dealing with those who are low income, and it's also dealing with those folks who are working at places like TRI or other places that are making a decent salary, but they can't afford to live in Carson, Reno anymore. And so the $200,000, $300,000 home may be affordable for them. Affordable housing no longer has the negative connotation that everybody thinks it has. We're trying to work with developers to do a mix of housing so that we can meet the needs of the population that's coming our way, as well as the population that currently lives here.
There was a project that land was purchased for, in fact, in the amount of 20,000 acres, originally by Wes Adams, in the Lyon County portion of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The original idea was industrial, commercial, and housing, and that would be a city of probably 200,000 people. Do you think that that's a realistic expectation?
No, I don't. We're actually working with that group right now on about 6,000 acres, dealing with industrial development. The challenge at the further north you go on that project is water and getting water there. A large portion of that would be in the city of Fernley's jurisdiction, and part of it would be in the county's jurisdiction. So I anticipate that as we work on the developer's agreement for the industrial park, that portion will go through in the next 2 to 5 years. But I don't know that we'll see a lot of housing out there until the infrastructure is in place, roads and water and sewer, to make that happen. It's some pretty rough country out there.
Is there resentment in Lyon County over the fact that Story County only wants minimal housing and the housing and all the needs that go along with that, schools, et cetera, are being pushed off to the other counties?
Well, so I've heard that from a variety of politicians over the years that, Story County is reaping the benefits. So let's talk about what Story County has available to them. One, they don't have a significant amount of property that they can actually develop into housing. It's either private that folks don't want to get rid of, or it belongs to federal land management agencies or the state land management agencies that they can't build on. So that's problem one for Story County. We work very well with Story County, the commissioners, and Pat Whitten, the county manager, on a regular basis. We are in constant discussions about transportation and housing and what the numbers look like at TRI and what we can expect in the future. So that relationship's been relatively positive. I can't say that we haven't had our disagreements. We have. But overall, it's time for the region to stop bickering and start working together to solve the housing solutions and solve the transportation problems that we have due to growth. Everybody wants people to have jobs, but when the jobs come, then we as governments are complaining that, how do we provide the services? So I think it's time that we start working together as a region and start dealing with the issues. Transportation, I-80 is the biggest one right now. I don't know if you've driven there in a shift change, but traffic's backed up on I-80 eastbound. Why aren't we talking about commercial rail to and from Fernley to Reno Sparks to get people to and from work versus packing Interstate 80 up? And so those are some of the big things that we need to work on as a region to support our economies. We're all in this together. When the recession hit, we all had the same problems, and now that things are starting to turn around, let's work smarter and not harder.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I talked to Lance Gilman just a couple of weeks ago about I-80. He was talking about widening I-80 up into the hillsides. He was talking about potential for a double-decker. But, of course, the question is always who's going to pay for that, and that would be the same question that I would ask about light rail. Where would the money come from?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's why I think the fact that all we want to do is complain, let's sit down and talk about it and figure out how do we make this work? How do we find the funding? Where do we go to get the funding? Let's talk about the potential solutions, and then start working on, if we're going to do this, then how do we get this funded? I mean, part of it is, my view is, development has some responsibility for this, but on the other side of it, it benefits not only those folks who are working up there or living in the area, but it also benefits the people who visit our area. So there are no easy short-term answers or long-term answers. But the challenge is if we just keep complaining, we're not going to fix anything.
All right, let's take a break. More with County Manager of Lyon County, Jeff Page, right after this.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeff Page. He's the Lyon County Manager, an area that is going to see dramatic growth over the next 20 to 30 years. One of the things that's come up is the airport at Silver Springs. For many years, has been rumored that it might end up being a place where FedEx and some of these other carriers may move their air traffic as far as cargo goes. What can you tell us about that? Is it just all rumors, or is there some truth to this?
I think it, from my perspective, I believe it is rumor. One, I don't know that Reno Tahoe International Airport is really going to appreciate me taking freight away from them when that, you know, it's a large portion of their revenue. Number two, the airport sits right next to US 50 and 95A and is completely surrounded by residences. So the issue of noise and all those things has to be addressed. The Board of Commissioners did last year approve a master plan that one of the alternatives was to extend the runway to take larger aircraft, but it is not the intent of the county at this point in time to be putting in air traffic control, full-time fire department, all those kinds of things. The intent was if the runway is extended, is so that those corporate jets that are coming in to TRI have a shorter distance to travel to get to their operation and back. But even with that, there's still a number of things that have to occur before that ever happens. FAA requires a certain number of flights, 300 to 400 flights per year, more than we're getting now, of those larger aircraft before they will provide us funding to extend that runway. The county is going to have to purchase land to extend that runway. We're going to have to figure out where we put our effluent from our wastewater treatment plant in Silver Springs, because currently it's going on vacant fields to the east of the runway. So there are a number of factors that are out there. The FedEx UPS story has been around for the last 30 years. It's in my view, it's bunk. There's no possible way today that would happen, and the county would have to come up with probably hundreds of millions of dollars to build the infrastructure to support major freight operations.
All right. So what you're saying basically is Reno Tahoe Airport can breathe comfortably.
Yes, I believe so. I mean, is there an opportunity for us to take smaller freight companies? Sure. But to see 737, 747s and larger aircraft landing in Silver Springs is not in the foreseeable future a reality.
All right, let's take a break. We've got more with Jeff Page when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeff Page. He's the Lyon County Manager of vast tract of land in northern Nevada. that is experiencing and will continue experiencing a lot of growth over the next 20 to 30 years. We were talking about Nevada Copper earlier. Are they at this point fully funded to move forward with their operations? Do you know?
I don't know that they're fully funded, but they have received an infusion of dollars. They are. I just met with them yesterday with their team to talk about what their construction is going to look like up there and those kinds of things. So they're moving forward with their operation. Tim Dyer from Nevada Copper will be at the Board of County Commissioners meeting tomorrow to give the board a presentation as to what their status is and what their plans are for the next 3 to 5 years.
And what about Yerington? Because as part of the Lands Act, there was ability for Yerington to be able to do its own redevelopment. Can you share with us what their story is at this point?
So as I understand, the city of Yerington has received a grant from, I'm not sure who, to basically develop a study as to the best use of that land out there. They have some pretty great ideas with industrial center as well as outdoor recreation facilities, those kinds of things. So that, I believe, is underway now. I don't know that they've signed a contract with somebody to do that study, but that's underway to move forward and begin coming up with some ideas of how to best use that land in the future. So there was about 10,000 acres there that was in that Yerington Lands Bill. Nevada Copper purchased a large portion of that land for the mining operation, and then the rest is eventually going to be an industrial site as well as outdoor recreation site.
So at this point in time, are you generally optimistic about the growth that's coming?
I am for the most part. I mean, with growth, it always comes pain. We get people that sometimes we wish it had moved someplace else. But overall, with growth, we will see regeneration of some communities that are struggling. We'll see new businesses coming in to help support the tax base, as well as businesses support the quality of life in Lyon County. Lyon County is still a rural community, and we want to maintain that flavor. In those areas that are suburban along the Central Lyon County Corridor, we want to enhance that quality of life for the people that are currently out there and those that are moving in the future, so that it's a place that people continue to enjoy living. We have a great school system. We have we have 4 state parks in our county now. So outdoor recreation is a huge component of Lyon County, as well as the new manufacturing industrial sites that are moving forward. So it's exciting times. It's challenging times. And we're unfortunately not going to make everybody happy. But at the end of the day, we think we have a pretty good place for people to come do business and live.
Jeff Page, thank you so much for being with us today. He's the Lyon County Manager. I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot more in the future. Thank you, sir.
All right, Sam. Thank you.
Bye. And we'll be right back.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, the president of UNR, Mark Johnson.